Okay. This is Tammy Burke, a professional organizer and the owner of Organize It All. My passion is enabling business owners to eliminate the clutter in their lives, both mental and physical, so they can spend quality, focused time building solid relationships. Tonight on the call is Tim Law. He is the owner of Success Learning Systems and specializes in helping entrepreneurs accelerate their success. His background in teaching gives him the unique ability to help his clients cut through setbacks and gain ground quickly using specific techniques and tools that he's learned and applied to his students. Tonight, he will be sharing his viewpoint on a speech given by Alex Mendozian regarding productivity. He will be providing powerful information for business owners, so don't forget to take notes. Tim, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much, Tammy. I very appreciate your time in helping get this set up and everything. And I'm very excited to share with some of the listeners over the next 15, 20 minutes or so, depending on how long we go, some of the things from the talk that Alex Mendozian gave. I think it's important to kind of discuss Mendozian just for a couple minutes. He's a gentleman probably about in his mid-40s or so, and he's got a real unique way that he's kind of accessing the American dream, and that is through the teleseminar program. He does other things besides that, but that's his main focus. And one of his goals is to become the world's first billionaire working from home with one assistant. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And from the sounds of everything I've heard about this guy, he's really well on his way of doing that. And Tammy, you've heard of Mendozian. What was the what are some of your takes on him?
Well, I actually listened to the CD before you did, and it was very powerful. I pulled away from it some amazing information that I realized, you know, as a business owner, you really have to change the way you do your time. And it's very valuable. And it made me really think about where am I spending my time and how is it going to affect how much money I make in my business. And don't give it away because it's very valuable. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of the highlights that you have from the Mendozian speech. What did you feel
like
they were?
Well, I actually started, since I had the privilege of getting the CD from you and listening to it, I literally listened to it. I had to go out of town to a friend of mine's retirement party up in upstate New York, and I literally listened to it probably four different times and was able to, actually get some notes and everything. And I was just so impressed because, you know, we all want to think we're pretty good as far as personal productivity, effectiveness, et cetera. But this guy is amazing. And just this past week, starting Monday, I started following what he was discussing, and my productivity this week is just really, really increased tremendously. He's a couple of his key philosophies, and, you know, feel free to jump in with any kind of questions or comments, Tammy, at any time here, please. One of the first things I wrote down was read it, do it, cross it out. What Mendozian has people do, he encourages you to make a list. He talks about getting a 5x8 or a 6x8 pad, which is what he uses around that size. And I've actually got mine divided into calls, emails, and then miscellaneous and different things that you have to do. And I literally have had these pages loaded up every day this week and crossed out a whole lot of them. I mean, like he says, it's like a game where you go ahead and do this, and it's really a lot of fun because you can see yourself making progress. And even if you don't get them all done, you cross them all out at the end of the day. You just move through forward the things you didn't get done and obviously add to your list, you know, relevant things.
Didn't you find that to be an interesting concept when he said just cross it out even though you haven't done it?
Right.
Have you heard that before?
No, I had not. I had not heard that before. And sometimes it's supposed to, you know, help you with closure and everything along those lines. But I found it, you know, at least psychologically, to be very satisfying for me to do that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he also
Go ahead.
He also talks about working in 50-minute uninterrupted blocks of time. His suggestion in the first week or two, which is what I've done, is to start with one of these and build up to two in one day, and by the end of the month move it up to three. The productivity increase, he says, is amazing. And actually, in all honesty, I had one day this week where I actually got three of these in because I have a lot on my plate, as you do, Tammy. Most of the days I got, I think every day this week I got at least two blocks, and then I think a couple days ago I actually got three. So I'm actually not following his program exactly. What I was doing was just doing the work I would have done normally and then just put it into those blocks. But his day is lined up as follows, and I really really like it. It's 7 to 7:50 a.m., and he talks about, you know, staying away from email. You know, he holds his email reading off until 8 a.m. He does not, because it can be such a distraction. Then he has another block from 11 to 11:50 a.m., and then he has a block of time from 4:30 to 5:20. And what I'd like to do is share, I'm going to kind of jump ahead a little bit here, is what he talks about as far as some of the major interruptions. And if you're going to be doing these 50-minute blocks, it's critically important to, first of all, identify and then eliminate any of these interruptions. Number one that he talks about is the telephone. You know, just let it go into voicemail. Emails, do not read these first thing in the morning. Television.
The book, there's a book out there, Don't Read Email in the Morning. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's written by an organizer and talks about the fact that it literally can destroy your productivity for the day by doing that. So yeah.
I believe that, and it's interesting because until I heard Mandelsian say it, you know, and my favorite organizer of all time is the one I'm speaking to right now. It never really gave me that tip before, but I did get it from Mandelsian. And since you were familiar with it too, and you've taught me a lot of things on organizing, which has been fantastic. But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I think the one thing that's interesting too is that you, when you're reading your emails, you're just going through a bunch of spam that you're ending up deleting, and then there are things that you have to take care of, and if you can't take care of them right that minute, then you might forget that you've got to take care of them because you get a whole bunch more of spam and everything else. Sometimes things just get lost in the fray.
Sure. Well, and that David Allen, who you and I have discussed with his book, Getting It Done, that's the one he talks about, is taking anything that we want to do, put it down on paper, you know, it's for the right time to do things because obviously there's certain things we all have to do in a particular day, but if we don't have the right order or sequence, you know, if we're an hour late doing the right thing, we're still an hour late. So, you know, basically I would add to what you said as far as the emails are concerned and just say it's almost like adding on more than our minds have to try to deal with when we really, and it's kind of almost majoring in minors, we really don't even have to be looking at the emails, you know, right out of the gate in the morning, and I think that's a great tip.
And turning off the little bleep that comes on. Some people have email, and Outlook beeps at them every time they have an email incoming. I have learned that whenever I'm working with certain people, they need to turn it off because they will just go right to their email as soon as they hear that, and it just interrupts them continuously.
I'm almost like Pavlov's dog, you know, as far as salivating at the sound of the bell.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. A little metaphor there for you. I know you like my metaphors every now and then, too.
Yeah, they're crazy stuff.
Yes. Also, television, enough said. Talk about a major interruption. Voicemail. Snail mail. You know, he says wait till kind of the end of the day to even open up any of your mail. Family members, including pets. And actually, I've got this one pet here right now, this cat of ours called Baby Kitty, and fortunately, she's just laying there chilling right now, but a lot of times she will interrupt. Delivery people, he says, put a note on the door, as far as you know, just leave it there. Clients and new ideas. So I think understanding those interruptions becomes critical because of realizing, number one, identifying them, and then realizing, okay, can I work in my home office? Am I going to get interrupted at certain times? Should I go off some other place? I even, a couple times this week, just to get out of the house, I'll go over to, you know, I've got a good office here, but I'll go over to Borders, and instead of sitting over there in the cafe, which I've always normally done, what I've done now is I go to the other side of Borders, pull a chair right up next to the side windows there that right out next to the main road, and basically I'm able to really crank and get a lot of things done, and that's very, very helpful because the number of interruptions, the people you see, and everything like that. So I try to get one good 50-minute block doing that. and it's worked out pretty well.
What do you do as far as, now I'm an entrepreneur, so new ideas come flying at me.
Mm-hmm,
when I have
mm-hmm.
a new idea, like he's saying is an eruption, you mm-hmm. hate to let a new idea go. So
right.
what I typically
Well, what I would just stab it on paper.
Yes.
And stab it on paper, you've got it, and now you can kind of hopefully go back and focus. That was kind of a tough one because I totally agree with you, Tim, because a lot of times when you're kind of relaxed and you're off doing what you should do, that's when some of the ideas start flying at you. For example, this morning I woke up at 5 in the morning because I had a great session yesterday with a friend of mine, and at 5 this morning, man, the ideas were flying like crazy. So I got up and started writing them down. But I do agree with you. I think that you don't want to – I'm not sure what Alex is directly talking about there. I suspect he means maybe not taking action on the idea right at that point. But I think it's important to, as they say, stab it with a pencil and paper.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's okay to have ideas, but I think that they can literally kill any revenue generation. Because
mm-hmm.
if you keep going on new ideas – you're just kind of like an animal that's chasing another animal.
Mm-hmm.
You're just
mm-hmm.
going wherever mm-hmm. this is, and you're not really saying, okay, here's my path, and I need to go this way, and
mm-hmm.
plugging along, because that's a little boring for people that want excitement and entrepreneurial types. But following a path and then following this 50-minute block, it's basically saying, hey, this might be a good idea, but I need to use that for a time when I can think through it more and not during my revenue-generating time when I'm
mm-hmm.
focused on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes total sense, Tammy. His philosophy with any habit is to crawl, walk, run, for example, start small and build from there. Another of his tips, and that's kind of what I'm just going to go through, are some of his main tips and ideas. He's got open call hours from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And if he gets a call at any other time there, you know, unless it's somebody he's actually scheduled himself, he'll just say, I'm sorry, my normal call-in hours are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Please call back at that time. He also suggests getting a polder, which is I had not heard of that term before, but it's a countdown timer to track your 50 minutes. Basically, what I'm doing is I use a timer that will go up from 0 to 50 because I already own that, and it does the same thing. It's almost like a little stopwatch for me. But the polder he talks about just counts down. So
mm-hmm.
then cross off everything daily. You know, even if you didn't get to it, move your unfinished work forward to the next day. He also believes you can set this up as a game, and it really does feel good to cross things off the list. I've just been amazed on the, you know, not only the additional productivity by avoiding the interruptions, but just, you know, the satisfaction in crossing off these.
Mm-hmm.
And using Aristotle's quote that we are what we repeatedly do. So
right.
it's, yeah, some real good things there that he talks about. He also uses a, and I did check this site, this copytalknow.com.
Right.
And it's a way that you can access your cell phone with an idea while driving. Now, Tammy, you were saying something the other day when I was talking to you that does the same thing.
Yes, and I have to check and see if I can find that website that I had heard about before.
Okay.
I thought it was something along with Jot or something familiar to that, but I'm not
right.
completely
okay.
positive.
Sure, that's okay. So anyway, with this copy talk now, it gets transcribed and sent to your email within about 2 hours. And it's like $40 or $50 a month, but it looks like a good service that if you're in your car a lot and you have a cell phone that you just kind of speed dial that number and you can capture ideas, because obviously if people that are spending a lot of time driving, you know, even if you got a hands-free unit or whatever, it's tough to, you know, really try to write notes or anything.
Well, there's a great service. I know it's free, and if people are looking for a free service, this is, I just found it, it's called Jot. JOTT.com.
Okay.
When you're on your cell phone, you just call a 1-866 number, and
mm-hmm.
you can jot a message to your own email or jot to someone else's email. And I believe the way it works, I'm not completely confident about it, but I believe the way it works is you upload your address book to this
uh-huh.
service. And then once you have that, then they just go ahead and they use your email to send you your own email or send it to someone else. So it's really a handy service.
Sure, it sounds like it. I just made a note of what you just said there.
Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. Well, yeah, anything like that that we could help, you know, as far as our listeners that, you know, could pick up on some of these ideas is always very useful. Alex also talks about giving back, you know, to society and the community. And one of his ways is that with a free consultation or talk. He sets up, he also believes in setting up every other week schedule to speak with a coaching buddy to prod, encourage, support, brainstorm with. 20 minutes for each person to talk and then 20 minutes for the other person. And you and I kind of started that process a little bit. And I found it very, very helpful because, you know, the idea of you know, some of the excitement you shared with me the other day regarding, you know, the new program you're going to be implementing. And not to turn the interview back at you, Tammy, but I just was wondering if you might say something about that particular program because I was so impressed with it. And if you want to take a minute or two to comment on it, I would certainly love to hear it and get it down on this recording.
Well, I basically, because I've been really focused lately as well, I've been brainstorming. I tried some mind mapping the other night, and as I was mind mapping, if anybody's familiar with it, it's...
Yeah, explain that just a little bit, Tammy, if you could, because that's... I've seen it, and I've not done it recently. I've done it a little bit, and it's something I should get back at, but if you could just kind of explain, you know, kind of what it is and the sources of where you're, you know, examples of mind maps, that would be great.
Sure. I was on a website the other night, and I really had not understood mind mapping. And it's a mind mapping in 8 easy steps. And so...
Is there a site for that, Tammy?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I don't know what the site is.
Okay.
It was Intuitive or something like that, intuitive.com, I believe, but I'm not positive. But what
sure.
they mentioned that you should do is that you should use different color markers, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you want to start with a circle in the center or some type of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And adding shapes and doing drawings are part of the mind mapping process because the way
mm-hmm.
our brain works is we work in pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we see pictures, and that's how we think. So it's okay to write everything down. And, you know, when we're children and we write a story and then our teacher says, okay, I want you to draw a story and I want you to write about the story. You know, what we do now that we're business owners and we're adults, we tend to just get away from the colors and go to black and white and sit
mm-hmm.
and type. And
mm-hmm.
I find that it's very hard to think that way. So I actually created this, you know, purple circle, and I started thinking about all the things I wanted to do. And the one thing I'm working on is a professional organizer's newsletter that I wanted to provide a service to professional organizers for them to receive a newsletter monthly. They can email out to their clients, or they could get it in PDF form and print it out and mail it out to their clients. But I thought, you know, it would be great to have a website they could go to and get this newsletter. It would give them the information they needed monthly. They could go and do their consulting work, coaching work. And then the more I started mind mapping about it, the more I realized that I could make a membership website
mm-hmm.
that they not only would receive a newsletter, which would be really good, but they would also receive some support from marketing as professional organizers, because I know how to market as a professional organizer. I've been doing it for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what clients respond to. I know they definitely respond to a newsletter you send out monthly. And that makes them know that you're still there. And anytime I've had clients that haven't seen me for 2 years, they'll get a newsletter, you know, every month. And all of a sudden they'll send me an email. Hey, how's it going? You know, I really have this project I'd like you to help me with. And
mm-hmm.
usually people that have hired me before definitely hire me again, especially because I keep in touch with newsletter. My name and information is always in front of them.
Sure.
So,
well, it makes total sense, and I want you to continue here momentarily, but it was one of the things that I learned at one of these marketing seminars. The biggest challenge any of us have in marketing today is what they refer to as, you know, all the clutter out there, all the messages we're getting. It's estimated like 30,000 a day of some kind of advertisements or whatever. So by you sending out that newsletter, it makes total sense because what you're doing is – you're kind of staying a little bit higher on their radar screen so that people actually think about you, because in any particular day, my goodness, the number of things that people can be thinking about and doing and everything is just, I mean, staggering. And if you can kind of, you know, with a little tickle reminder here with the newsletter, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And then not only that, but then they may be talking to other people and say, boy, you know, this is what Tammy Burke did for me. And, I mean, it just makes a lot of sense to stay in contact that way.
Yeah.
Totally
and
agree.
It was a new experience for me to sit down and actually write these out. And I went and got, I've had this for a while, but I had not used it. It's a Post-it self-stick tabletop pad, and it's like big Post-it notes. And that's how I'm using my mind mapping stuff right now. So, you know, during revenue generating time, you know, if you have to keep a list of what you're doing and it's a to-do list and you want to make it big, you know, if it works for you to have a big list and on your wall, you can always rip it off later and throw it away. But
where do you
really
get those, Tammy?
I got it at Office Max. Just pick it up in the office, usually in the poster board section.
Okay. All right. I had not heard of that before.
Yeah, and it's really working great for the, you know, you can use, grabbed all of my son's markers from him. He doesn't have his markers anymore because I've taken them all.
So, well, you're bigger and stronger than him at this point.
That's
so,
right,
yeah, you can do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the way it
Wait
works.
A few more years and he may might be some payback on his part. Who knows?
Yeah, probably. Well, let's get back to Mandozian because he has such good stuff. I don't want to miss that and our listeners. So where are we here?
Certainly, like you know, picking your brain, and let me tell you one thing. It's you know, I've done the interviewing side, and it's easier than being the interviewee, I think. So, but anyway, I turned the tables on you for a couple minutes just so I could hear you know, some of the gold you have as far
Take
as
a
what
break,
you.
Take a break, right?
Well, yeah, yes, exactly. But also, I was making some notes on what you said. He talks about and the coaching buddy, then he says, always start and end on time to show that you're trustworthy and consistent. He says that's very, very important, that when, you know, whatever your event you're doing and everything, and, you know, you and I know we were going to be on this call for, oh, anywhere from maybe 30 to 40 minutes somewhere in there. We're going to try to keep it within that time frame.
Right.
He talks about a good site of his is www.actionsecrets.com. I just opened that up for the first time yesterday, just caught a minute or two of it. But it's designed to help others just by listening to it.
Right.
He also discussed Mark Victor Hansen's implementation cards, which you and I had talked about, but, again, unsure if they're available, but it may have been in a particular event. So I'm hoping to find out more about those, so that they certainly sound interesting. Another good tip that he gives is after a big weekend seminar, and I had a big one when I was out in Los Angeles. I mean, it was like taking a drink out of a fire hose with these tremendous top-flight marketers. And it was 24 speakers in a matter of 3 days, plus the night before, the very first evening just before we had, there was some stimulating things going on, you know, kind of meet and greet or whatever. But I do know that that went on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Without even doing this tip, I basically, you know, back at my son's house, just kind of took it easy that day and went out, you know, walked around and just kind of just relaxed, actually took a nap in the afternoon. And, boy, I'll tell you, you absorb a lot more, you know, taking that next day off after a big seminar. He says it brings closure and a good recovery period.
Yeah.
Then some of his time-proven tips for getting more done with less effort, and then that's diagnosing the problem or interruptions, and I use those examples. Again, I'll say them once more, the telephone, emails, television, voicemail, snail mail, family members including pets, delivery people, clients, and new ideas. I've thought that part there of everything he said on there, and of course we're all aware of interruptions, but when you're going with, you know, when you try to religiously hang in there with a 50-minute block, I mean, you've got to be kind of ruthless on interruptions. And with this little clock that I have, in all honesty, I've been able to, you know, maintain the 50 minutes quite consistently. But there was a couple times there was a little interruption. I just stopped the clock. Obviously, I'd rather not do that as far as, you know, getting knocked off the game. But I found that I was able to get back fairly soon. The ideal thing is to be able to plug through that 50 minutes without any interruption.
Right.
This other part I thought was excellent too, Tammy, was his revenue generating lists, writing action lists, you know, that pad, cost saving lists. I'm still looking to add to that because this is kind of my first week of using his method. Calling three affiliate partners about a teleseminar, get on and get off the phone quickly. He doesn't believe in being on very long. Writing emails and text messenger to avoid going into my emails, which is a distraction and time waster. Tammy, for my benefit, and I'm being very serious about this, what does he mean by the text messenger? I'm honestly asking because you know what my level of computer skill is here.
I don't know that he said text messenger. He might have, from what I got from it, was more like a text writer, like word processing software.
Basically just write the messages up in Word and then save them, and then you can attach them later on.
Yeah, you would have everything in a Word document that would be easily copy and paste. Yeah.
Okay, I see. No, that makes sense because of, just staying out of not falling into the email trap. So now I understand a little bit better. Set up the schedule for the week ahead of time. And I think, Tammy, we were talking about this the other day.
Yes.
I think it was with you that you're trying to set your schedule up like on a Friday while you still kind of have the momentum going and then, give yourself
a
break over the weekend.
I'm actually working on a current schedule for myself and to help business owners as well to have what I call a skeleton schedule of things that normal household things you have to take care of through the week. Business owners just don't have the same schedule. We have a very unique lifestyle, and sometimes that can create a little bit of chaos. So I have what's called a skeleton schedule that stays the same every week. And then beyond that, every Friday is my planning day. And because it's my planning day, I can plan for the next week. Well, my friend does, and she's making $500,000, working on her $1 million year. She does a week. She spends an hour on Friday, and she plans hour by hour her schedule out for the following week. And because she does that, it's so powerful. She, from 7 to 7:30 is an interview. From 7:30 to 7:45 is get ready for the next interview. From 7:45 to 8:15, she might be checking email for a specific purpose. 8:15, 8:45. That just keeps you on task, and it's very important when you're staying home all day long. You don't have anybody looking over your shoulder, but you definitely need to be productive. And then she knows when she can block in. Maybe she has to run her children to a certain activity or something that she has to do. She works it all in so she can get in the exact amount of time she needs to generate her revenue.
Okay, and she actually does her schedule on a Friday?
Yes, on a Friday she schedules out for the following week completely.
Okay.
And she says it takes her an hour, but it's well worth her time, and I believe
Right. Yeah, I like that thought and that idea, and that's what Alex says. I mean, he didn't give a specific day as far as doing it, but the Friday makes sense because I think you were saying, Sunday kind of becomes a, rest your brain day, which makes a lot of sense as well.
And the other thing I will share is that I have never done more than a day ahead of time. So I know the days that I've planned out, like if I sit down on a Monday night and I plan out all day Tuesday of what I'm going to do each hour, very productive, get a lot done. The only problem is I've only done that the night before. So if I don't do that again on Tuesday night, then Wednesday is not as productive.
So by
planning an entire week, it can take a long time. Mm-hmm. But just think of the productivity that could happen.
Yeah.
In that week. Very, very important.
Yeah. Well, and he says it as well, so it's something that I'm going to probably set my schedule up. I'll have some looking to do it probably tomorrow just to, grab a 50-minute block of time or so and just do that because it makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
He talks about follow-up by phone with potential clients, block out revenue generating prime time with 50-minute blocks, and then he has the three 50-minute slots daily from Monday through Friday. So it doesn't sound like he does any on the weekends at all, but obviously if he's doing, 15, 50-minute slots a week and they're highly productive, that's one of his goals is to be able to. He says he looks at what he wants to make the next year and through leverage try to find out what's the least effort he's got to do to make that amount. And, that would be ideal for any of us.
Right.
Already talked about his open call-in hours on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then is also his suggestion about start with a 150-minute block initially, then a second one in 2 weeks, and a third by the end of the fourth week. So. And then the countdown time and the cross out on the list. And then over time, 150-minute block of time in 5 days adds up to 250 very productive hours in a year. Two blocks daily is 500 hours, obviously, and three blocks would be 750 hours in a year.
Wow.
And, I really think that you can't help but move ahead if you do this consistently. And then, as I said, I think I started this on this past Monday on the 21st of July and got one full block on the 21st. And then actually, I'm looking at my notes here, got three full blocks on the 22nd and then just under two blocks on the 23rd. and then was well into the one block so far for today, and so actually got the two blocks on the 24th, so in today's two blocks as well. So, but these are some of the very best tips that I have come across, Tammy, and by identifying and controlling the key interrupters, you know, that alone is really going to catapult anybody's productivity to a whole new level.
Sure, definitely, I agree. Just wanted to share, I know that you'd asked me earlier about the mind mapping and 80 easy
yes.
steps. It's a great mm-hmm. little tool, and I found it. It's on thinksmart.com,
www.thinksmart.com. Thinksmart.com. Okay, I'm making a note of that. Yeah, great.
And down at the bottom, it says mind mapping and 8 easy steps. It really took the guesswork out of mind mapping for me, and it was very helpful. So,
yeah, I've read about mind mapping in a book, but I think a site like that, you know, that kind of demonstrates it would be a real good, you know, for most people, certainly myself included.
Right. It's just a bit, yeah. little bit of drawing and things like that. So. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. I love the productivity tips, and they were definitely a good review from when I listened to the CD, and I think a lot of people can benefit from what he shared with us. So, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, just I appreciate, you know, kind of being on the other end of the interview process here and everything, and as you know that as far as business is designed to, you're trying to create more value in the market, and with so much with information in this day and age, anything that will help us increase value in the market, information-wise, is something that you know we can all use. Just because understanding again the number of huge distractions we have in our society today, and I guess my concluding thought would be, if you go back 20, 25 years ago, the estimate was, I don't know, 500 or 600 commercials a day. And now it's something to the level of like 30,000 a day between the billboards, the radio, the TV, the internet, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, you're just getting bombarded all the time. So being able to kind of focus our mind in on those 50-minute blocks, avoid the interruptions, I think is, you know, just some real good things, because my thought toward, you know, one of the most important keys to success, and I do teach these, with my program Success Learning Systems, is focused attention. You kind of want your mind to be, and the metaphor I've always used with teens and young adults is, you want your mind to be like a laser beam, not like a flock of pigeons that some little kid has run through, and they're, you know, they're fluttering all over the place. And a lot of people's minds, because they don't discipline their mind to work like a laser beam, you know, is very weak focus. So I think these tips were you know, real good, and I appreciate your time very much, Tammy.
Sure. And did you want to mention your website? I don't know that we actually did do that.
Oh, sure. It's www.successlearningsystems. And systems is with an S on the end. It's plural, successlearningsystems.com. And all my contact information is right on there. So thanks for reminding me of that, Tammy. Talk about a good organization tip. I appreciate that. It's good to know if somebody's listening to this, hey, how do I get a hold of that person? So,
yes,
but I do
sure.
appreciate it very much.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, and you have a great night. Thanks for sharing the tips. I appreciate your insight on it.
Okay, and if you could just stay on here for just a second, okay, that would be great. Will you be able to do that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you very much for everything, Tammy. I do appreciate it.
No problem.